Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today I'm going to be a little bit philosophical, and the reason being is that lately I'm having extensive discussions with people trying to argue what is better, the traditional market, gold, different coins, and it is a discussion that is never ending. It's like, you know, those people that have got an iPhone and don't want to admit that there's some Android phones that are better, or the other way around. Doesn't matter who you believe in, whether it's Android or iPhone. If you're an iPhone person, you believe in iPhone. If you're an Android person, you believe, and you can't, there's no way in the world I can convince you of a different opinion. And the same is with traditional investment opportunities. So there are people, of course, and they're absolutely right. They say that you have to go into stocks, or you have to buy property, or you have to diversify, and. And at the end, it really comes down to you, to your preference. And let me give you an example. So Andreas Antonopoulos came up with the example of people flying first class, second class, and comparing that to the crypto industry. I think I've got a better one, and it's traveling. So I took here something out of New York, Google Maps. If you're in Bergen section and you want to go to a restaurant in the Odeon, then there are multiple ways on how to get there. Yeah, so you have got, as you can see, you can go by car, you can go with public transport. It'll take you 33 minutes, but if you're somebody that doesn't have a car, 33 minutes is perfect. If you say, hey, I'm a health person, then let's walk. Now we're walking 1 hour and 9 minutes, double as long, or a motorbike, or maybe by boat, whatever. I mean, whatever suits you better, whatever you like, that's the preferential way to get from A to B. And that's the same thing with investing. So if you're a gold buck and you believe in gold, if you are a Bitcoin maximalist and you believe in Bitcoin, and that's the only thing that exists for you, perfect. I totally support you. So that's one thing. And the other thing is just to put some clarification into, okay, I'm interested in cryptocurrencies, I want to invest, but how do I do that? And there's a lot of confusion. I had yesterday somebody that, you know, that we're always saying here, not your coins, not your crypto. And that person was asking me, but I don't want to do anything. I mean, what do I want to keep it on an exchange, or I want to keep it on Robinhood. I don't need to have a wallet. Perfect. No argument. It's just that that's the preference that you choose. And I've got here, I published that already a while ago, just like a little recipe on how to progress with currencies in case you want to really get your feet wet and so on. So the phase zero is really when you absolutely have got no idea, you've never done it before, then use only exchanges like Kraken or Coinbase.com. I prefer Kraken because they have got a fantastic support. Buy, transfer the fiat, so US dollar, Canadian dollar, into that exchange and buy one of these three top coins. XRP, sorry, that is now a little bit outdated. I would replace this with Cardano, but this is the slide that I used, I think, 3-4 months ago. So Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, those are the ones I would recommend as the top three coins because they've got the lowest volatility, they're stable, they're in there for the next at least year. Bitcoin will be there for much longer, yes, I know. And then keep those key coins on the exchange. Yeah, if you keep them on Kraken.com, no problem. I doubt that Kraken will be disappearing in the near future. They're a really good company, as I said. Now, that's the real beginner's one. Yeah, you no problem with that. Go and start investing into cryptocurrencies. This is the way to do that. Now, phase one is a little bit more complex. So you go same exchanges, but you add also Binance in the US, Binance.us, because they don't, Binance.com is not allowing US customers. But they created Binance.us as the environment, so that's Binance. And then you take the top 10 coins. But you need to do some research first, because if you don't do research and you invest in the coin that was hyped up, like Dogecoin, I'm sure you heard of that coin recently, then you might be in for a surprise. And then go step by step. I mean, start learning what DeFi is. If you want to get really curious, then learn what yield farming is. But I think these two phases will keep you occupied and will build a nice portfolio that way that will keep you hopefully very healthy in regards to your finances. So that's it from me today. I hope you liked that little digression into philosophy. but I think it had to be said because I had too many discussions in the last future of people totally confused on what to do and how to do it and so on. So yeah, that's it from me. So I wish you a fantastic week and thank you very much for watching. Bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile, so only invest what you can afford to lose.